You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham has urged state and territory governments to open borders to domestic holidaymakers when it's safe to do so. Queensland has flagged border closures with southern states until at least September due to the coronavirus pandemic. The move has prompted despair from tourism groups, while Western Australia and South Australia are also signalling borders will remain shut until the end of winter. Meanwhile, Qantas says it's preparing for an easing of travel restrictions with hygiene and distancing measures to be rolled out from June 12. Senator Birmingham says states and territories that have border controls in place should seek to reopen, assuming very low rates of transmission continue to be seen.
This is about making sure we manage the health situation appropriately, and Australia has done a phenomenal job right across the country. When border restrictions were imposed, along with a range of other restrictions, the country was recording significant daily new cases. We now see very few daily new cases, and if we can as a country maintain those very small numbers as we get things back to normal, then borders ought to be able to open up as well. Once we've given it time to check that we do have everything still under control.
Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin says it's far too early to set a date for reopening the island's border, but he's hopeful of making a call in July. Mr. Gutwin says it would not be common sense to name a date at this point. The Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is focusing her government's attention on reviving the local economy by fast-tracking roadworks across the state worth $400 million, as well as a $50 million boost for the tourism industry. The state hopes its accelerated program will improve job figures and the wider tourism industry, which is suffering because of the coronavirus pandemic. Ms. Palaszczuk says the state government has consulted with local mayors about the plans and listened to their feedback.
This is about getting people into jobs quickly and making sure that we get shovels in the ground. We've listened to the tourism sector with the $50 million to help our tourism industry, especially our theme parks and our zoos across Queensland. Once again, the result of meeting with stakeholders. We also have committed $11.25 million for household resilience. And this is about, especially in the north of our state, where people are impacted by cyclones and natural disasters, to get their building works done so they can withstand our cyclones into the future.
Meanwhile, Western Australia's Premier is continuing the state's strong stance on border control to protect its community from the virus. The state government doesn't want to fully open up regional travel yet, although the Perth population can holiday in the south. The far north Kimberley region remains shut off, but movement within the area's four council divisions is allowed. Premier Mark McGowan says protection will continue for as long as it's needed to ensure public health.
Our borders with the east are an important part of our defence mechanism against the introduction of the virus into our state. We'll keep them up as long as is necessary.
Another resident from Sydney's Newmarch House aged care home has reportedly died, becoming the 100th coronavirus death in Australia. Meanwhile, in Melbourne, two aged care homes are in lockdown after positive coronavirus test results. Linden Aged Care in Camberwell has written to relatives saying one of its residents tested positive. And Hammond Care in Caulfield says a resident in its dementia-specific ward tested positive yesterday. General Manager Angela Raguse has told Radio 3AW a second test has come back with a negative result.
We did get a positive result initially yesterday morning, and the second swab has now come back negative. So we are now investigating, and the Department of Health is investigating, the Public Health Unit, in order to determine is this actually a positive case.
In New South Wales, Premier Gladys Berejiklian says schools will return to full-time face-to-face learning from next Monday. The state has recorded two new cases from 5,300 tests, which were return travellers in hotel quarantine. Ms. Berejiklian says she doesn't ever want to see the closure of schools for on-campus learning.
We want to make sure that face-to-face time in the classroom is what maintains and sustains learning through the pandemic. But I do say it will be common common for schools to be shut down temporarily. It will be common for a specific area to be on high alert. It will be common for a particular school to take extra measures if there's a community breakout in that community with cases. And we just have to accept that.
And the International Cricket Council has recommended a change to the rules to ban saliva being used to shine balls. The ICC's Chief Executives Committee will meet next month to consider the change. Cricketers have used saliva and sweat to shine one side of the ball, which changes its aerodynamics and enables pace bowlers to generate movement in the air. The ICC wants to outlaw the use of saliva because of the dangers of transmitting COVID-19. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.